周六品味圈之逍遥谈 Selina。
四月咧，我哋嘅专题咧系有关阅读嘅，咁大家都知道啦，阅读系我哋学习同埋生活嘅一个好重要嘅部分。咁作为英语系第二语言啦，咁我哋可以点样去到改善我哋嘅阅读能力等等咧，都系我哋今个月想同大家倾嘅一个问题。今日咧 ，Selina 咧好开心，请嚟一个专家，咁系 Adrian Gear。Adrian 本身咧系一个教师、作家，亦都系演讲者。咁佢咧有呢个25年嘅教学嘅经验咯。咁佢教过小学啦，同埋喺日本同埋喺加拿大咧都教一啲嘅 ESL， 同埋咧亦都系一啲教师嘅导师嚟嘅。咁佢咧系专门系好熟习咧，就系有关识字方面嘅教学嘅。咁 Adrian 咧自己出咗7本嘅呢个专业嘅书系俾老师噶啦，咁同埋咧系办过好多嘅教学嘅，咁佢自己嘅书咧亦都系被翻译为法文、Swedish 同埋呢一个中文噶。咁佢最近咧就参加咗 Simbi 呢一个嘅团体咧，就是、做佢哋嘅 Chief Learning Officer 呢个首席嘅学习嘅主管嘅。Good morning, Adrian。
Good morning, Selina. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. And Adrian, what is your experience teaching second language learners?
When I first graduated with my teaching certificate, I actually started my teaching in Japan. I was teaching English at a private girls' school for about 3 years and mostly focused on conversational English.Then after I left Japan, I began teaching with the Vancouver School Board as an ESL teacher, English Second Language teacher. And I had about 20 immigrant students from all over the world. Many could speak a little English, some had lots of English, some had no English at all.
咁 Adrian 呢，原来呢佢呢就係佢畢業之后呢就首先呢佢就去咗日本喎。佢去日本呢就去咗3年呢就係教呢一个私立嘅一个女校喎。咁之后呢佢返咗嚟温哥华啦，咁就喺呢个温哥华教育局呢就担任呢个 ESL 嘅一个教师。咁佢话当其时呢就有20个嘅移民嘅学生啦，嚟到世界各地嚟到啦。咁有啲呢就讲英文 OK， 有啲呢讲英文呢就一啲都唔得。所以都是挺大的挑战的。那对他来说是有什么比较突出一点呢？
One moment, just in my first few years with the English language learners, but I remember having a student sit beside me and they had a book in English and he was reading in English to me and I was listening. He sounded as if he was reading quite proficiently.He had good fluency, good pace, good expression. He could say all the words. And then when he finished, I started to ask him just a few questions about the story. And he couldn't answer one of the questions. He just looked at me and said, I don't know.
咁佢话咧最突出有一件情况咧，就系佢啱啱教嘅时候咧，佢就其实唔系好知道嗰、那个即系教点样阅读啊。咁佢话咧开期时咧就佢有遇到一个学生，咁佢又叫学生咧你读呢边嘢俾我听啦。咁呢个学生就比较细个少少，咁佢系读得佢几好，又表达得好好，又都几流畅下咁样啦。咁佢咧读完咗之后咧，咁 Adrian 咧就问佢一啲问题啦，咁佢咧就望住佢，佢话我唔知咁样。So what happened after, Adrian?
So I was so surprised that he had just finished reading and he couldn't answer the question. And so I said to him, well, aren't you thinking when you're reading the story? Are you not thinking about it? And he just didn't answer. And then he looked at me and said,Well, what does thinking look like? And I remember that question just struck me and it stayed with me. And I realized learning to read isn't just about saying the words, it's about understanding the words as well.
咁呢就 Adrian 好奇怪啦，个学生呢就完全答唔到一条嘅问题。咁 Adrian 呢就问下佢啦，佢话你读呢篇嘢嘅时候你有冇諗下嘅呢咁样。 当你读嘅时候，你有冇谂下咧？咁学生咧就即系好静咁样，咁跟住咧就好奇怪咁望住佢，就话乜嘢系谂啊？咁样即系话 thinking 啦吓，乜嘢系谂咧？咁连谂都唔系好知道啊！咁呢一个情况咧，就对 agent 嚟讲咧，就系即系百思不得其解啊！咁当其时咧，佢就了解得到啦。阅读咧，其实唔系单单见字读字嘅，其实咧仲有一个层面咧，就系理解呢一个层面嚟嘅。咁究竟系点样为之一个比较即系熟练嘅一个读者咧 ？So how would you describe a professional reader？
So a proficient reader is someone who is doing two very important skills simultaneously. They are reading the words in the story or on the page, which we call decoding, and then they're also understanding what those words mean, and we call that comprehension. And when I talk to children about this, I will often refer to these skills as book reading and brain reading. And a good reader is doing both at the same time while they're reading.
嗯哼，咁对 Adrian 嚟讲咧，佢何为一个比较熟练嘅读者咧？佢话需要有两个嘅技术嘅一齐进行嘅，一个咧就系读啦，当然系读吓睇书读书吓。咁啊，佢话读咧，其实佢哋用佢哋嘅专业嘅解法咧，就叫 decoding， 所谓就解码啦，即系见到个字啊就解码。咁第二个层面咧，其实咧就系呢个理解啦。即係用個腦去睇呢個書，知道佢嘅內容，理解佢嗰個意思等等。咁佢有時咧就同啲學生講啦，就有兩樣嘢嘅，一個咧就叫做 book reading 嚇睇書嚇，第二個咧就 brain reading， 即係用個腦去到睇書。咁作為一個係熟練嘅讀者嚟講咧，就需要具備呢兩個條件，即係需要去解碼，知道啲字係點樣，同埋需要咧就係要理解佢嘅意思咁樣嘅喎。咁what are some of the issues you have encountered or noticed about the way second language learners develop their language skills?
I always think back to that student I was telling you about, and I think it is quite common for English language learners to focus on the book reading. They're learning the words on the page, and they're able to read. So they focus a lot on that.But they're missing the brain reading. They're reading without understanding. And I do think that that's a common issue for second language learners. Also, they don't necessarily have the vocabulary or the background knowledge in English. And so that makes it challenging. But
咁佢話好常見咧，頭先講呢個小孩子嘅故事啦。咁佢話就真係都係好常見嘅一個情況，係即係作為呢個英語作為第二語言嘅一個嘅學習嘢啦。佢話通常咧，我哋咧可能好多時見到佢哋就係見字讀字，就好多時咧就係睇啦，即係讀啲嘢出嚟咁樣。但係咧就唔係用個腦去到理解呢一個層面。通常咧就係即係睇到個字咁啊，讀呢個字啊，知道佢點發音，就好著重喺呢一方面，而反而咧喺深層次方面咧就係缺乏咗。咁另外咧，當然啦，有其他嘅情況，譬如話我哋對啲詞匯唔係好識啊，或者對英文啊個理解啊，咁有啲字啊有好多唔同嘅意思啊等等，呢啲當然咧都係好重要。咁嚟講咧，而家亦都係一啲嘅教育嗰啲指引有啲唔同喎，咁係點樣可以即係影響到我哋呢個閱讀者咧？咁
Selena, I've been teaching a long time, so I've seen a lot of changes and shifts in how we approach reading instruction, and one of the major ones where I became very passionate about is this shift towards helping students.With brain reading, what can we do to help support their comprehension? Because when I was a student and when I was a beginning teacher, comprehension was mostly about answering comprehension question. So read this book, and then read this story. Here's 10 questions, and then you answer the question. But what happens with sometimes those comprehension questions? is they're very literal and very surface. So, for example, what's the boy's name? And then you just look and the boy's name is Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a lot of thinking involved. And in fact, you can sometimes answer the question without reading. Mm-hmm. You can just find the answer. So,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Adrian 说他在从事教学都有二十几年，所以他看到很多的转变。他说一个最大的重点的转变就是现在都是会着重多一点，不是只是看书，就是解答一些问题。他说有些时候解答一些问题，以前就说那个理解就 很平面化，很照一些字面去答一些问题。譬如说就是这个男仔叫什么名字，你很容易就在本嗰度睇书嗰度咧，就揾到啊，佢叫 Jack 喎，咁呢个就系个答案啦吓。咁话而家咧就其实咧就唔系停留喺呢一个层面里边，佢哋咧而家咧就系个转变咧就系多啲咧就系教啲学生用 brain reading 啦，即系用脑去睇呢啲书啦。就等佢哋咧就系唔系话答呢啲答案好似好表面化去了解咗，咁但系咧其实咧 brain reading 咧都系一个好重要嘅。Adrian，
so In the past, I would say about 10 to 15 years, there has been some major shifts in how teachers look at comprehension. So we're no longer giving those comprehension question answers to our students. What we're trying to do is teach comprehension strategies so that when a child is reading a book, they have things to do in their brain to help them with their brain reading. So, for example, we teach making a connection. Mm-hmm. That means when you read the book, you're thinking, oh, this story reminds me of something that happened to me. So that connection helps students with their understanding.
嗯哼，系啦。咁佢话喺过去嗰十至十五年期间咧，都有好大嘅转变咧。就系佢哋做呢啲咁样嘅理解题嘅时候咧，佢哋都去尽量咧就系即系深层少少啦。咁佢话咧，而家咧佢哋学嘅话咧，就系教佢哋点样去理解嘅策略，唔系净系话哦点样去做呢个理解嘅题目咁样。所以嗰个情况系唔同咗。咁呢啲策略咧，其实咧就系帮啲学生咧系。有少少深層次少少嘅理解，將個理解咧就係同佢自己一啲嘅關係啦建立起嚟啦，或者有啲咩連結佢自己的關係啊，連結一啲嘅意思啊等等。譬如話揾學生睇完呢篇嘢之後，佢會問一下啲學生，究竟呢個故仔令你諗起啲乜嘢咧？咁樣咁等佢咧就可以有多少少嘅連結喺呢度啦。
And just a couple of other changes that I've been, you know, paying attention to with reading. We're trying to look at reading now as a holistic skill. So before, we would teach reading and writing and listening and speaking all separately. But over the last few years, we are trying to look at reading not in isolation, but holistically connected so that reading, listening, and speaking are taught together. And then just in the last year, there has been a change in looking at how we want to be focusing a lot more in early kindergarten and grade one on letters and sounds so that children can learn to decode rather than just memorize like spelling words or something like that.
嗯哼，咁佢话咧就呢几年嚟讲咧，其实佢哋睇阅读咧唔系单单一个单元嘅一个元素吓，咁佢哋咧就话听讲写读。其實是全方位的一個的學習，而不是一個單一的一 一個元素樣啦。甚至在去年來說，他說一些小學啊，或者是一些幼稚園啊，小時候其實都開始呢就等他們在學這個閱讀的時候呢，都開始跟這個發音啦音來到有些意識啦，就不是單單看那個字是怎樣串發啦等等，也都是結合一些 这个发音啊等等，等他们呢可以是解码，将个字解码，不是说就是死记那个字这样的。咁今日呢其实个时间也都差不多，我们留待下星期呢继续呢就跟 Adrian 呢继续多啲发掘这个方面的问题的。Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.